This is the Friends of History Debating Society special edition. Brett Ahrens, Market Watch, is here to help us understand how it started in California, but it didn't stay in California. Bank runs. This is as famous as It's a Wonderful Life, and yet there's always a twist in the trail. Silicon Valley Bank is closed, and then Signature Bank is closed, and then regional banks come under what Wall Street describes as pressure. However, we're all looking around for what's next. Something's going to break. Where? Brett, a very good evening to you. Who knew, except for you, to look to Europe? The large banks, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, BNP Paribas, the French banks, UniCredit, the Italian bank, all giants in the field. And it's the euro, and it's the ECB, and it's another world. And yet, what happened? Where did this start? And is it the same panic that we saw in California, or is it new panic? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm always bad for the listeners, because whenever I come on, it usually means we're in trouble again. The two key words here are "he believes." A colleague of mine many years ago wrote this in the Daily Telegraph. "He believes" is the original meaning of the word "credit" in Latin. "Credit" in Latin means "he or she believes." The basis of credit is belief that you will get your money back. And what happened last week when SVB got into trouble is people stopped believing in SVB, and that created a self-sustaining bank run. And that then spread to other vulnerable banks. And this is now spread to Credit Suisse, because Credit Suisse is vulnerable. It is. I know someone who used to work there not long ago, and he described it. He said it was the worst run company he's ever worked for. But the critical thing is, it is about belief. You know, the difference between banks and something like, say, a company that makes, peanut butter, or a company, Walmart, or a company whatever, is banks essentially lend money out, all over the place. You've all seen the It's a Wonderful Life scene, and the money isn't there. And if everybody suddenly loses their faith in the bank, they stop believing in the bank and they rush to get their money out, the bank runs out of cash because it can't function like that. I noticed Monday night that Credit Suisse was already being forced to pay 9% interest rates on one-year money. Their one-year bonds were at a yield of 9%, which means that essentially, at a time when treasuries were, I can't remember what they were yielding, but 4% or whatever, that was basically, people were skeptical, lenders were skeptical about whether they would get their money back. Today, despite the intervention of the Swiss National Bank claiming that it is effectively backstopping the liquidity of CSFB, CSFB, or Credit Suisse, is paying 20% on one-year money. The interest rate on Credit Suisse one-year bonds is about 20%. So the market is incredibly worried that this bank will run out of cash, will be insolvent, and that is that. Those are the prices in the bond market, even after the Swiss National Bank intervened. There's a funny side to this, which is that the Swiss National Bank is actually itself a publicly traded stock in Zurich, and it is down by a third. It is down by a third in the last year, and it will be very interesting to see if the news that it is backstopping Credit Suisse will affect its shares when they open tomorrow, because the announcement from Switzerland, as far as I can tell, came after Zurich had closed. So we will have to see whether instead of helping Credit Suisse, it drags down the Swiss National Bank. We shall have to see.
A puzzle, Credit Suisse. What you're describing is the weakest chain link broke or threatened to break, and everybody else, it didn't matter how strong the system is. Does that mean that this can repeat itself tomorrow? They'll find another weak link and another one, and people will run away, and they'll either be forced to close their doors or find a mothership like the Swiss government.
Yes, it does. And I'm not trying to be irresponsible and cause or provoke a panic. One of the things you will remember from It's a Wonderful Life is that a bank can be fundamentally sound and still be subject to a bank run. I'm not necessarily saying that is the case or isn't the case with Credit Suisse. I'm saying that the fact that a bank can be overrun by a bank run, even if it is fundamentally sound, because the money can be tied up in long-term investments. Your listeners will remember we spoke about this on Friday when SFB, Silicon Valley Bank, collapsed. And I pointed out that lots of people on Wall Street were saying, oh, this is just a single bank. This is an individual bank. There's no risk of contagion. And I have no great crystal ball, but I pointed out that they cannot know that and that you should ignore anyone who says that because they cannot possibly know. The contagion is the contagion of belief. It is a crisis of belief. When people suddenly panic about banks, that's when a bank run becomes self-sustaining and other banks get into trouble. What we've had in the last year was the worst, I believe the worst year on record for the bond market because the Fed raised interest rates, people panicked about inflation, and long-term bonds fell in price. So we have what's called an inverted yield curve, which is that short-term interest rates were above long-term interest rates. And that was a problem for banks because they borrow at short-term rates and they lend at long-term rates. So they were essentially upside down. And that was really the heart of the problem. But when you have a panic of a lack of belief, it can spread. And to be perfectly honest, it was very interesting to me to see the prices for Credit Suisse bonds after the Swiss National Bank said it was going to backstop, it would provide liquidity if necessary. You know, the Credit Suisse one-year bonds are still yielding 20%. That tells me the markets are not reassured, or certainly weren't this afternoon. So we will have to see what happens next, but the only institution really that can, or institutions, plural, that can stop a bank run are the world's central banks, the world's governments. This is what happened in 2008. Actually, what people may have forgotten is that the real sell-off in 2008 didn't come when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. It went when Congress voted down the first bailout, and suddenly people panicked about whether or not the federal government would be there. That's what really caused the panic. The only institutions that can say we have an infinite amount of dollars, Swiss francs, pounds, yen, and euros to spend if necessary to make sure everyone gets their money back are the governments. So if this continues, the bigger the crisis, the bigger the bailout, I guess. If this continues, we will presumably see concerted intervention by the major governments sooner rather than later.
Two quick rumors, because the opposite of he believes is rumor. One yep. rumor is that the ECB is to meet in these next hours, and the announcement, the pre-announcement was we're going to raise interest rates a half a point. There was late rumor that the pressure is on the ECB to do nothing. Stay the hand. Wait until we stabilize. Same rumor over at the Fed, which meets next week. The presumption was a quarter point, perhaps really bad half point. The rumor is stay the hand, don't change. Do you credit, do you acknowledge either of those rumors?
The answer is yes to both. And again, I don't try and have a crystal ball. I look at what the numbers are telling me. I've become kind of a numerologist. If you look at the money markets and the betting, the money markets I have never seen a turnaround quite this quick. The money markets have now all but written off. They've written off a half point hike from the Fed next week. That was basically almost baked in a week ago. They've now effectively written it off. The money markets think either the Fed is going to do nothing next week or it will raise at most a quarter point. What's really interesting is the money markets now think the Fed will start cutting rates by June, July, and that it has essentially wiped about two full percentage points off the year-end interest rate forecast. They're now down at about 3.5. They were 5.5 a week ago. So the money markets have essentially already priced in a massive pivot by the Fed to respond to this crisis. Whether the money markets are correct or not, I don't know. They certainly weren't predicting any of this a week ago. It's been an astonishing turnaround. In terms of Europe, I would be very surprised if the ECB went ahead with rate hikes at the point where, you know, the Swiss National Bank is saying it stands ready to support Credit Suisse. Maybe they will. I have no particular insight, but I would be surprised.
Break the glass, Brett Ahrens, always arriving as the market crashes. Now, there are moments ahead we can't predict. However, the general understanding is that the Fed and the central banks will raise rates until something breaks. How big is the question? Is Credit Suisse big enough? We don't know. Tomorrow. Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.